Here's a quote from a recent article. Americans are waking up to the threat posed by critical race theory, which is often presented behind a cloak of secrecy and the banner of social justice. And across the country, they, that is parents, are now fighting back. End quote. That's from an article by Jarrett Stepman, who's a contributor to the Daily Signal, a product of the Heritage Foundation. He's a co-host of the Right Side of History podcast. He's also the author of the book, The War on History. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and we welcome back to the program Jarrett Stepman. Jarrett, thanks for coming on the show again.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, now your article is called, As Rebellion Against Critical Race Theory Grows, Left Turns to Denial, Dismissal. And we'll, by the way, link to your article in this posting of this particular radio segment. But for those not familiar with it, what exactly is critical race theory?
The critical race theory is really a set of ideas that stems from critical legal theory, which was created by a series of academics, mostly in the 1970s, 80s, and 90s, Derrick Bell, Kimberly Crenshaw. Some of the more modern proponents are individuals like Ibram X. Kendi, Robin DiAngelo. What they really teach is essentially that that America is a systemically racist society, that even though overt forms of racism are in retreat, the real problem with America is that seemingly laws that are racially neutral are actually systemically racist, that they're creating inequities in American society. You often hear this word equity that is commonly used by critical race theorists to replace the concept of equality. There's a very good reason they do that. Their argument is essentially, if there are any different outcomes for any racial group, the only explanation can really be that it's racism. There could be no other explanation whatsoever. And these are, of course, very much radical claims. These kind of ideas now have permeated in the pedagogy, education institutions in our country. The pedagogy of the press is a very commonly used textbook to teach teachers and those who are involved in teacher education. It really has sunk deep, I think, in many institutions across our country, and especially in, I think, K-12 education, where we're seeing so much of this really today, and which is where you're seeing so much of the blowback, is parents and students really become aware of this kind of racialization of our education.
Well, here's a question in terms of how long has this racialization of our education been going on, and is it possible that it's been going on longer than we realize, but the pandemic causing the schools to have to shut down, then having a lot of Zoom-type classwork being done, and then some of the parents, overhearing, my kid's a racist because he's white. By definition, he's a racist. Or my kid's not a racist because he's black. All of a sudden, as these parents are, waking up to this is the garbage that's being taught in their schools. Or did it all get worse because of the George Floyd death?
Well, I think this has been going on for quite a long time. It certainly has been what has been going on in our education institutions that have been teaching teachers. I think it's just that many people are becoming aware of this, as you said, because parents are getting oftentimes a direct look into classrooms. They're seeing for the first time what teachers are teaching their kids in real time. And I think that's what's created such anger, such blowback, as people become truly aware of the problems it is. And I think these efforts have stepped up post George Floyd, and even I think pre George Floyd. I think this really has been an ongoing revolution in our K-12 schools to bring these ideas and mainstream them. And the fact is that especially when you look at polls across this country, most Americans don't believe that people should be treated differently on the basis of their race. I mean, that's a fundamental concept that I think Americans, even across the political spectrum, think is morally wrong, that is incorrect to teach students. But this is seen as the most progressive kind of education. This is seen as a way to bring a greater equity. And I think you're seeing a real rebellion from many parents many of whom weren't even necessarily political before this whole thing started, who are horrified when they hear that their child has been taught that they're an evil oppressor because of the color of their skin, that they're to blame for this country's evils because of the color of their skin. Again, that's a repugnant idea that many Americans reject.
Okay, as far as these parents that are rising up and speaking out, is this just a few local cranks here and there? It seems as if it's a real grass movement all over the place.
It is really starting all over the place. Of course, the ground zero of this has been Loudoun County Schools in Virginia. It's kind of an exurb of Washington, D.C. In many ways, it's actually a fairly liberal part of the country. But you are seeing parents really rising up, showing up at school board meetings and having their voices heard. There have been so many incredible testimonies for a school board that at one point one of the members tried to push an enemies list of parents who are opposed to critical race theory to her quote, silence the opposition that was opposed to this getting into their kids' education. I mean, that's the kind of rhetoric that you were hearing from the Loudoun County School Board. I think it really provoked a response from parents. These things sound very Soviet in their nature. They sound like something you would hear in a tyrannical regime, and it looks like parents there did not want this foisted on their kids. And this really is a period of, you could say, civil society rising up and to meet an incredible challenge. And I think this is creating a ripple effect around the country, as I think many people become aware of critical race theory for the first time and realize just how deep this is within the system. And I think that it's not just going to be Loudoun County. I mean, we've seen Southlake, Texas, there's been a huge series of elections where essentially all the school board members, city council, mayor who promoted critical race theory were essentially turned out of office. And I think this is going to be one of the biggest fights, certainly in the next year in American politics, as kids go back to school, as teachers and parents really interact, as people have been shut down with the pandemic. People are aware of this issue. They know it's going on everywhere, and they're really fighting back.
What does the left say about the opposition to critical race theory being taught in the schools?
Well, what's really amazing, and I think it really shows of the success of those who are moving against critical race theory, is that many on the left are simply denying its existence. They're saying, well, critical race theory doesn't exist at all, but don't you dare try to stop it. Don't you dare promote laws to stop this thing that we say doesn't exist in our schools at all. I think that really underlies the fact that the parents and Americans who are opposing critical race theory are winning this battle because they are elucidating what these ideas really mean in actuality. No, not every fourth grader is getting essays from Derek Bell in academic seminars, but they're being taught by teachers who have been marinated in these ideas for a long time, who are using textbooks and works that rely on a lot of the theories of the critical race theories. That's just undeniable at this point. And I think the left is very much in a state of denial because they know that now that this has been exposed to the general public, where regular people are saying, hey, what gives? We don't believe in this. You know, I may even be a liberal and say that I don't like this. I think they're seeing a lot of blowback. They know it's not popular. And so they're trying to spin a narrative that you shouldn't worry about this at all. Don't worry about it at all. We're just trying to teach about the history of slavery and racism, when the fact is they're trying to teach about American history through the lens of an ideology that in many ways I think makes America a more racist society, and that's the real problem here.
Yeah, and it's so ironic too when you think about the fact that, okay, yes, we have this racist past in terms of slavery and Jim Crow laws and so forth, but think of all the sacrifices of those who've gone before us to rectify a lot of these things. So Jim Crow laws are no longer in the books. Slavery is highly illegal in America, thank God. And you know, by the way, fighting these injustices did not come at a small price. I mean, it's almost like we're just dismissing the sacrifices of those who have come before us, including Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.
Yeah, I mean, it really is America's, I would say it's our Christian, our constitutional, it would be our heritage of liberty. They're the reasons why these things don't exist here and they don't exist around the globe. I mean, I think that's very much missing from the story. I mean, of course, they want to recount stories of where America went wrong, To me, especially somebody who has studied wider global history, you know, I understand that these things, these terrible things, are commonalities through history. What's amazing is the fact the United States has done away with many of these terrible evils. That's a reason to believe in the system as it exists, the constitutional system. There's a reason why it bends towards justice. It's because we have a just system that was created at the time of the founding. The principles of 1776 are why many of these things don't exist anymore. So unfortunately for those on the critical race theory side of the spectrum, what they say is that, no, actually, America was founded in slavery and racism. It's not 1776. It's not the idea of freedom and liberty. Really, this is a horrible, tyrannical, oppressive country. We're broken up a society of oppressors and oppressed. And the only way that you're going to get around that is if there's some kind of revolution within the system, that you realize that the system is based on nothing but white supremacy and fight back against it. And that's a terrible message to send to students. I think it's creating a lot of the radicalism. I think it's creating many young people who don't have a wider view of history, who don't have a better view of history. They are left very much in the dark about what this country really stands for.
Boy, that's so true. I think one key thing here, too, is that the phrase social justice, it may have been good, you know, in one sense, in one day. But today, what social justice often means, what the purveyors of social justice, they're really promoting neo-Marxism. Social justice does not equal biblical justice. Social justice does not equal the rule of law, which is true justice.
That's absolutely right, and it's why you see, for instance, many of the proponents of critical race theory, like Ibram X. Kendi, promotes essentially racism to stop racism. He's saying that because of historical injustices, it's okay, it's just if you promote a system that is fundamentally racist. You're saying that you're just making things more equitable between them, instead of the system of individual justice, where individual crimes are punished. That you're not guilty because of, you know, somebody, some left-wing academic says, well, these people are guilty for something that happened 200 years ago, and therefore you're always guilty. You have to pay for that. That's not how our system works. That's not how it should work. Unfortunately, that's what's getting promoted, and that's what critical race theory is very much about. And it ultimately leads, I think, to a destructive behavior. It leads to more racism. It leads to hate and division between people and a society that's simply broken up between oppressors and oppressed. It's an unending cycle of recriminations as people feel that they are transgressed against because of something that happened a long time ago. And I think that leads America to a very ugly place instead of the one in which, you know, we've done away with a lot of the issues and the problems that have plagued our history. It just leads to more of the problems that we hope we had gotten past. And that is a very bad trajectory for the future of the United States.
And it's extremely unfair because by definition, in effect, what critical race theory says is that you, Jarrett Stepman, or I, Jerry Newcomb, just because we are white, we are oppressors by definition. I mean, that's ridiculous. And that a black person who might hate a white person is not a racist because they're black. That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous, especially when you think about that. And I think that, you know, look, you're telling this to essentially fourth graders or third graders and children saying that you're bad because of what you are. You may not have done anything wrong, at least you don't think you've done anything wrong, but actually you have because of the color of your skin. And that's so, I think, antithetical to what our system can and should be about. And I don't think that, I think many parents, when they hear this taught to their children, I think are rightly aghast at this. They are horrified by the implications of this, and it creates a society in which there really is no accountability. I mean, if you do bad things, it's, well, I guess it's because you were just inherently bad, you're an oppressor, and if you don't, well, then you're just inherently good. And I think that is a very bad message. I mean, I believe that, you know, people talk about the original sin of America being slavery and racism. I just believe that it's original sin. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. That applies to white, black, whoever it is. And I think that is an important thing. We can't just draw up society as, oh, these people are the good people. They were just born good. And these people are the bad people. They were just born bad. That's a terrible way to look at society. And unfortunately, that's very much what this ideology promotes.
Jarrett Stepman, thanks so much for being with us. Is it dailysignal.com?
That's correct.
Okay, and we'll link to this article. Thanks so much for joining us. All the best.
Thank you very much.